Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and how to live toxic free. And we do that because there's so many toxic chemicals all over the place that we need to know how to recognize them, watch out for them, eliminate them from our homes and workplaces and our bodies. And when we do that, we increase our quality of life because it improves our bodies, minds, and even our spiritual awareness. So, what I do here is I talk to people who are doing the things that are making our world less toxic. Today is Tuesday, April 1st, 2014. And though it's April Fool's Day, we are not fooling around here. We are actually coming up with solutions that make our lives less toxic. Today we're going to talk about the interior spaces of our homes with interior designer Sarah Valiant. She's the founder of Valiant Design Company, and she has, well, I can tell you that her big vision is to create a whole line of everything that you would put in your house. She started with one product, but she's so passionate and so has so much information about the chemicals that are in products and her ideas about how to change things that I wanted to have her on the show. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on today.
It's my pleasure. So, Sarah, tell us how, now, I always like to ask people this question because everybody, it kind of starts out being a normal American consumer buying toxic products, and then something happens that changes, and then your life changes. And yes. I'd like everybody to go through that transition. So how did that happen for you?
Well, it happened a few years ago in a number of different ways. I really started noticing that a number of my friends and family members were battling cancer. They had a huge influx of infertility problems and were also dealing with chronic health issues. And also my husband and I were talking about starting a family. And in the past few years, I had, you know, articles would pop up in my news feed about chemicals in our food and in our homes and cleaning products and whatnot. And it would, you know, register with me for a few minutes, but I wasn't paying enough attention to it. And so when all of these things were happening with my friends and family and then started talking about a family, I just started scouring all of these past articles for every possible detail because I really realized how difficult it is to make sure that we live in a toxic home and live in a toxic free home.
Yes, it is. And then what happened?
I guess with starting talking about starting a family, I had a number of clients also that were wanting to focus more on having toxic-free homes and how to eliminate them. And I'm getting a bit distracted here. Can we talk more about the furniture in our home?
Yes, we can do that. Is there more to your story that you'd like to tell us? So let me ask you a question. How did you go from reading all these things in the newspaper to making a decision in your life to do things differently? What happened in that decision-making process?
With all of the information that I was taking in, I really started figuring out that all of these toxic chemicals are really in everything we have. They're in our cleaning products, they're in our furniture, and doing more research in what the regulations that we all think that are in place to protect us from all of these things, they're really not doing what we think. When you look on an ingredient list for products, for cleaning products, or your face wash, for example, you'd think, okay, well, all of these chemicals that are in these bottles, well, I guess they must be okay for me. And most consumers are thinking that, and you're just assuming that all of these regulations are in place to protect you. And unfortunately, all of these chemicals are horrific for you. They cause so many different problems, cancer, infertility problems, breathing problems, And it's really up to us to make the best choices for us and for our families.
So what did you, as an interior designer, you this information and kind of looked around in your field, and what did you find?
That so in so many different things like our furnishings, there are so many different types of chemicals, and I feel like the main chemicals that we need to watch out for are formaldehyde, phthalates, VOCs, which are volatile organic compounds, and flame retardants. And they're in everything from kitchen cabinets, foam cushions, mattresses, wallpapers, and paints. And you just need to be very careful about what you're purchasing, because the majority of what is out there and what we bring into our home contains all of these chemicals. And we really need to start looking for the manufacturers that are making these products without all of these chemicals, because they're really unnecessary.
They really are unnecessary. I know, like, I've been doing this for more than 30 years, and so I've been doing exactly. I mean, my process was pretty much like your process, and I think it is for most people, that you find out that there's toxic chemicals, that there's some kind of illness in your own personal life or in people around you. And then the light bulb goes off and you go, oh my God, the chemicals are causing this.
Exactly.
And I know in my own life that when I started identifying where those toxic chemicals were in the products and swapping them out for other products that didn't have the toxic chemicals, that my symptoms went away. And I felt better, and I could think more clearly. But when I started doing this 30 years ago, there weren't so many products available as there are now. And so it was much more difficult. But even now, even though it's like I live, and I think that you do too, and a lot of my guests too, we live in a world of our own creation where I decided I'm only going to let things that are toxic free into my home. And most of my friends are people who share that same idea. And so it seems like commonplace, but really what's happening is that we're only one little tiny percentage and the whole rest of the world is still toxic. And that all of that needs to change as well, because it's not just about each of us living in our own houses. It's about we walk out the front door and it's still toxic. And when we go to try to find something to a sofa for our house or something like that, you can't just go down to the sofa store and buy a toxic-free sofa.
And that's the problem.
That's the problem right now. So tell us more about some of the problems that you've run into as a designer. Things that you're finding and things that are difficult for you to find.
Yeah, exactly. It's as I mentioned earlier, I do have a number of clients that are really looking towards improving the toxicity of their homes. And as a designer, finding those options, it is difficult. It is getting better, and I do have a number of suppliers that I do go to, but the majority of what is out there that is toxic free tends to, I guess, cater to a style that may be a hippie style or a very uber contemporary style. So you don't have that middle ground of that transitional style. I call transitional a mix between contemporary and traditional. And that's, to me, most of my clients are of that type of style, and they prefer that style. And we don't have options that can give us that look. And I really find that in our mindset that we're not willing to sacrifice style for toxic free, or the majority of people are not. And I think if we are going
that
to make this change.
That is a very good point. I want to talk about exactly that point when we come back from the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is interior designer Sarah Valiant of Valiant Design Company. That's at valiantdesignco.com. And we'll be right back to talk more about interior design and toxic chemicals. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is interior designer Sarah Valiant, and she's the founder of Valiant Design Company, and she's moving in the direction of making more and more toxic-free furnishings, everything that you would use in your home, available. So, Sarah, before the break, we started talking, you made the comment that people don't want to sacrifice design for things being toxic-free. Mm-hmm. And tell me more about that, because I have my own ideas on that point, but you go first.
Well, I just feel that if someone is looking for, let's say, a chair, and they're walking down the street, and they pass a small store, and it has the perfect chair they're looking for, it's at a right price, they're not really going to go and look for its toxic-free counterpart or the toxic-free option of that chair. And I think that if we want to really affect change, we're going to have to provide more options for these people to have the go-to place to go to have toxic-free options. Because at the moment, it's difficult to find. You have to do a lot of research. And the places that do have toxic-free options, they're usually one-off stores. It's not like a large chain like, say, Pottery Barn or IKEA. You don't usually have the wonderful websites that you can go to have, you know, shipping and all of that. It's just too difficult to find the toxic-free options right at the moment.
I agree with you 100%. I'm a very visual aesthetic person, and I like things to look nice and look beautiful in my house.
Exactly.
And that's been one of the challenges for me. I do have beautiful things in my house. When people walk into my house, they say, oh, how beautiful. What a lovely aesthetic place. And and yet, most of what I have in my house in terms of furnishings, I've had to either have custom made for myself or make it myself. And I can't, like, one of the things, right now I'm sitting on a chair at my desk that is not very comfortable. And I mean, I'll be honest that I would rather have one of those nice cushy desk chairs with lots of padding and wheels, but I can't find one that's made from materials that I would want to sit on.
Yeah.
And so in order for me to have that, I'm going to have it custom made. And I just,
exactly.
I can't even imagine how much that would cost. $1,000, $2,000.
Yeah, so and that's for, you know, every item in your home. So that's not usually doable.
Right. And so what I'm sitting on now is a solid wood dining table chair. Just kind of a, you know, mission style arts and crafts, kind of just plain. It doesn't even have any finish on it. I just bought it at the unfinished furniture store. I have a pillow on it, and it's good. I mean, it's everything's all natural about it. It's natural wood. I have a wool pillow with a cotton cover, and it's all perfectly fine in terms of being toxic free, but it's not as comfortable as I would like, and it doesn't have the visual appeal that I would like. But that doesn't mean that something can't be beautiful, because I have a gorgeous sofa. I have a gorgeous sofa that I had custom made. I got an old sofa frame, and I had it reupholstered in linen, and it's absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And I had my wing chair from my great aunt upholstered in a cotton tapestry. And I have, in my office, I have, my desk that I use is an old oak library table from Stanford University that I got at a salvage place. And the edges were all ragged. And so my husband cut all the edges off around this whole table and put a new edge around all the way around it in purple heart wood.
Oh my God.
So I have a purple edge all the way around. I mean, I'm sure, first of all, you would never find this. It's the most beautiful desk you've ever seen. You would never find it. He made these little purple handles for it too.
Oh my goodness.
And you would never find it in a store, number one. And number two, if you did, I just can't even imagine how much it would cost. It cost us $50 to buy the old ratty table, which was in pieces. It wasn't even a table. He found the pieces at a salvage yard. And maybe another $50 in wood to fix it up. And then we put on a non-toxic finish. But yeah. It was a lot of labor for him and a lot of design work and stuff. And but I have all these beautiful things because they're handmade. And you can't go into a store and buy this.
No. And if we're going to really make change, we have to make toxic-free options really reachable for the masses. We're not going to be able to make that change without that.
Many years ago, I was just looking at this the other day. It was like 25 years ago. Wow, I can't even imagine doing something 25 years ago. Like, that seems like such a big number. But 25 years ago, I co-founded a corporation that what we wanted to do was make green products available to the masses. Green products, not non-toxic specifically, but products that had environmental benefits.
Right.
And what we found in doing the R&D for that was that people wanted products with environmental benefits, but they weren't willing to give up function and what they wanted out of the product in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But if they could, and remember, these aren't products that are affecting their health. These are products that are affecting the environment, but that's another question, because what happens to the environment happens to us.
Yeah.
But anyway, what we found was that if there were two products on the shelf, if they were comparatively priced, and if one of them had environmental benefits and the other didn't, but that they were otherwise similar, that people were willing to buy the one with the environmental benefit. And I think that that's where we need to go with products being toxic-free as well. That there needs to be more products available so that it just is a no-brainer to choose them.
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, as we mentioned, I mean, everything, if you go into, a big box store with furniture, it is going to be filled with formaldehyde, with flame retardants that are just, slowly killing us, really.
Right. And you just go into any of those stores and you just see product after product after product. All the household products all have toxic chemicals in them, and it's really hard to find anything that doesn't. We've got to go to another break, but when we come back, we'll talk more with my guest, Sarah Valiant, about toxic-free interior design. I'm Deborah Lindad, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is interior designer Sarah Valiant. I keep tripping over your name. Sarah Valiant. And her website is valiantdesignco.com. And we're talking about toxic-free interior design and some of the challenges that need to be overcome in order for everybody to have a toxic-free home. One thing I want to say about this whole issue of people having to choose between style and toxic-free is that what I found is that toxic-free materials are available that can be fashioned into any design. But
Absolutely.
What you say is true. You can't, at this point in time, just go into a store and say, oh, here's 10 different design styles, all in toxic-free furniture that we can just take home with us right now.
Exactly.
And that's the problem, and that's where we are in this transition, and what you're wanting to address. I know that you lived in Europe for a while, so tell us how different is there. I haven't lived in Europe, but I've been to Europe, and I was greatly struck about how different it is there.
Yeah, I lived there for 3 years, and they really just have a completely different mindset towards chemicals and toxins in our everyday products. The EU has banned 1,100 chemicals that are considered unsafe for our health, while over here, the FDA has only banned, I think, 5, and EPA has banned 11. So, we're really not on the same level as they are in terms of just making the changes that are absolutely necessary. They have, a number of regulations in place that are more restrictive on the chemical companies that we think we have over here, but they're really trying to protect them more rather than protecting us. And I think that's one of the major issues we have. We also have so many lobbyists that are really up there protecting these chemical companies. And all we can do is make our voice heard as loud as possible. And the other way, we can make change is to start making proper choices when we're making changes to our homes. If all of our purchases from this point forward, we're making choices that are toxic-free rather than their toxic counterparts, that will also help affect change.
Well, Sarah, tell us about what you're doing to get started with moving in the right direction.
Well, I recently started a toxic-free product line. We're starting with cushions at the moment. They have organic cotton, organic muslin, Oikotex standard linen and felt, and also recycled cotton batting. And I feel that you really need these options for decor in your home. It's the small changes that if we can make these small changes with little, even just accessories like cushions, blankets, whatever, it will help us really improve our home. And I think we should talk about also the chemicals that we mentioned briefly earlier, the chemicals that you need to watch out for, what they're in, and then maybe we can talk about there are definitely some companies that you can go to get these toxic-free options.
Okay, good. Let's do that. So tell us about some of the chemicals and where you find them.
So the four ones that I really feel are very important that I'm always mentioning to my clients are formaldehyde, phthalates, VOCs, which are volatile organic compounds, and flame retardants. And so formaldehyde is found in particle board. So if you think, the cheap wood products that you can get from, the big box stores, foam cushions, mattresses, and carpeting, and formaldehyde just causes, horrific problems like cancer and respiratory issues, developmental disorders, I can go on. Phthalates are found in vinyl, wallpapers, paint, carpeting again. And VOCs, I think people are hearing more about VOCs now than the others, and they're in paint and also building materials and carpeting as well. And flame retardants are found in fabric and mattresses and, again, carpeting.
Carpeting sounds pretty bad.
I think
there's something like 250 chemicals in carpeting. I would have to go look that up.
No, I think that's exactly right. I never, ever, ever advise clients to put carpeting in their home. I really believe it's one of the most toxic things you can bring into your house.
I agree.
Yeah.
One of the things that I do is consulting, where I go to people's houses and I help them identify the toxic chemicals and then make suggestions about what they can do to be less toxic. And I remember one day I went into a client's house and I said, "I'm sorry to tell you this, but really the biggest toxic problem you have in your house is your carpet." And I was so proud of her. She said, "Well, let's just take it right out."
Oh, wow.
And she and I got down on our hands and knees and ripped her carpet out.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we like that type of reaction.
Yes, we do.
Oh, my goodness.
I've learned to wear work clothes when I go to consultation.
Oh, my gosh.
But I would just like to see everybody rip their carpet out, really.
Well, I really feel that people are shocked. They are absolutely unaware that all of these things have all of these chemicals in them and that they're so toxic to our health. They just don't know. And so I really feel that we need to spread the word about all of this, because people are just shocked. And when you tell them what's in it, I mean, 100% they're going to want to make the change. We just need to make them aware.
I agree. I see if you just go walk around and just out in the world and look at people just passing by on the street and see, how they look and that they're sniffling or coughing or, whatever's going on with them, or they can't walk or whatever. Every single one of those things is related to toxic chemical exposure. And I just, or what they're eating, And I just, I'm at this point now where I can look at somebody and I can tell you what they eat. I can tell you what chemicals they're being exposed to. Because if we would just, everybody change the way they eat, change the toxic chemicals, we would be such a healthy nation.
We would.
We absolutely would.
It's okay, absolutely true.
Tell us, actually, we're coming up to the break very soon. So when we come back from the break, what we'll do is you can tell us about some of the great products that you've found that are not toxic-free. I mean, that
Absolutely.
Are toxic-free, because they are out there. We talk about them on the show all the time. I've interviewed some of them, but you probably know more than I do. And also, I'll just mention that it's great to know an interior designer like Sarah or a local interior designer that you know, because they have access to many more things that are not in retail stores. And I once went, an interior designer friend of mine once took me shopping in the design showrooms, and I was delighted to see what's available that's not in the store. So we'll come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest is interior designer Sarah Valiant. She's at valiantdesignco.com. And we'll come back and tell you some toxic-free products that you can use in your home. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. My guest today is interior designer Sarah Valiant. I don't know why I keep saying that.
It's a fairly common name.
I know, Sarah Valiant. It has to do with the way the vowels are, I think, in the last name. I don't know. Anyway, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. I can say my name. Sarah Valiant is my guest, and she's at valiantdesignco.com. Did you ever used to watch Mary Tyler Moore, that show? Or, you maybe aren't old enough for that show. But you know the Mary Tyler Moore show?
Yes.
And they had Ted Baxter, the news guy, and he was always mispronouncing people's names. Anyway, I'm not quite that bad. Anyway, so now tell us about some products that are toxic free that you can use in your home.
Right. We have been talking about that they are difficult to find. It's not as easy as going to the nearest big box store, but they are out there 100%. And as an interior designer, I've found companies all over North America that have really, they do actually have a number of options that are very attractive. More of a transitional, more common type style. One of the first ones I'd like to talk about is White Lotus Home. And they're, I believe, located in New
Jersey. I love White Lotus Home. I've been
they're
to their
amazing.
Store in Highland
they're
Park.
Actually, I actually use their cotton for our cushion at
Valiant
Design Co. Yeah, it's amazing. And they have everything from mattresses to bedding to cushions to pillows to whatever. But it's all organic. And there are lower price points. I think you can get, recycled options, which I guess may not have had pesticide use when they were growing, but, they have a lot of options. Another one that I found recently is called Eco Select Furniture. And they're located, have you heard of them before?
No, I haven't.
They're, they're in South Carolina, and they are fantastic. They have a huge line of traditional style. It's not just that uber contemporary thing that we seem to get stuck with when it comes to eco with toxic free. And you can really, it's just perfect for any type of style. There's also Green Sage, and they're at greensage.com. They're great for accessories and decor, all toxic free, lead free, you name it. They have a great variety of all that type of smaller accessory type things that you would need for your home. And then, of course, my cushion line is at Valiant Design Co. Healthy Home. And as I mentioned, it's all organic, toxic-free options, and it's more of a transitional style. So, again, moving away from the uber contemporary that most of my clients don't seem to gravitate towards anyways. If we're talking about paint, what I love to use is actually a Benjamin Moore line. And it's called Natura Paint. And the great thing with having a VOC-free option with Benjamin Moore is that you have the entire library of colors that they have. And obviously, Benjamin Moore is one of the biggest paint companies in North America.
And also, and you so can get it anywhere you live.
Exactly.
You can just go down to the Benjamin Moore store and get it.
Exactly. Moore, I think it's even carried in some hardware stores. I wouldn't be surprised. And it's all VOC-free, and that's really what you want to go for when you're painting anything in your house. You really, because it's just the non-VOC counterparts are just filled with stuff that's really bad for you, and it off-gases for years.
Yes.
So you want to stay away from that. There are also a few smaller companies that I've used called Mythic Paint and YOLO Paint, and also there's Old Fashioned Milk Paint. And they have a bit smaller of a color library, but they're gorgeous colors and, again, completely VOC-free.
I just want to mention that I've not used all those paints, but all of them are listed on Deborah's list. I'm familiar with all those paints. But I have used the old-fashioned milk paint, and I just want to say how wonderful, wonderful, wonderful it is. Because
it is wonderful.
You buy it as a little powder, like powdered milk, and you mix it up, and it smells like a warm glass of milk.
It's true, and that's what you really want. I mean, who wants to walk into a room that's newly painted and it's hard to breathe?
It doesn't make sense to me. But you have to be willing to be creative, because you can't just go down to the paint store and say, here's my swatch, make it this color. You have to order the powdered pigments from the old-fashioned paint company and mix it up yourself, and make sure that you mix enough so that the color... it doesn't change in the middle of the wall. And
that one, you know, it's a process. It really is a process.
But it's a creative process, and I've done it, and I just love it. Out of all the rooms in my house, and I paint into each room with different paint because I was trying out different types of paint. But the room that I love the best is the one with the milk paint. And if I were moving into a new house, I would just paint every wall with milk paint.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think we really need to focus on VOC-free paint. It's definitely pretty detrimental to your health when you're using just a regular paint or varathane. That's another thing I wanted to mention is when you're finishing hardwood floors, the traditional polyurethane coat is just horrible for you.
It's horrible.
And there's a bunch of different finishes that you can use. There's one I've used a number of times called tung oil. And there's also a finish called Poly Whey. And, you know, they hardly smell at all. You're not worrying about the off-gas that goes on for years and years and years. And it's just something we really need to focus on when we're redoing our homes, absolutely.
Poly Whey from Vermont Natural Coatings?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have used that, and that's actually my favorite wood finish at the moment.
Oh, amazing.
And I had a rental house, and we had to redo the floors after our renter moved out, and I just painted that stuff all over the place, and it hardly smelled at all, and it's so beautiful. It leaves such a beautiful finish. And so one of the points I want to make is that a lot of times for me, I found that the toxic-free thing is so much more aesthetically pleasing than the toxic thing. It just is more beautiful.
Agree.
It has a nicer texture that I'd rather put my hand on a natural fiber than a synthetic fiber. And just like all the way down the line, I think the colors are more beautiful. It gives a better feel, a better texture, everything. It's just
like having
nature. And so once you start exploring this world of things that are not toxic, a whole different world opens up, really, don't you think?
It really does. It's amazing. And I think if more and more people can do the little bit of research that it requires, because not everyone's going to do it at this point, but if more and more people can, that's really going to change the market, and that's what we want to do. We want to make all of these items more available to everyone.
Yes. Now, anybody who's listening can go to my website, and there's a section, like if you just go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, just go up to the navigation bar at the top, and it says shop. And if you click on shop, it'll take you to Deborah's list, where I have 700 websites.
Amazing.
There. A lot of them are for things like furniture and paint and all these things that you use in your home, cabinets, all these things. Whenever I find out about something, I put it on Deborah's list, and I've been collecting these for some of them I've been recommending for 25, 30 years.
Oh, amazing.
So, yeah. So there really is so much available that you really can create a toxic-free home. 100%.
Yeah.
It can't be done. I think what Sarah and I are talking about today in terms of things not being available is that it's not widely available. It's not right. available every place you look. It's not available in an affordable way. Like when I wanted to get a sofa like 20 years ago, I had to go have it custom made. I think it was $2,000, $3,000 at the time.
Right. And, oh, wow.
You know, I couldn't just walk into a store and bring the sofa home in the back of my car,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
for $600 or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it really is, you know, the things that may sound like a lot of money, but it's an investment in my health mm-hmm. and in my happiness and in my life. I still exactly. have that sofa. I'll still have it for the rest of my life.
Exactly.
It's not going to wear out. If I had children, I could hand it down to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just, it's something, I don't pay that money in medical bills. I put it in my sofa.
Well, that's the thing. And yeah. all of these chemicals, they really do cause all of these problems.
They really
do. They really, really do. And, I mean, I feel with the majority of my clients and even friends or family, even minor issues that you might be having, like rashes or mild asthma or whatnot, when we switch all of our cleaning products, all of our furniture, whatnot, et cetera, over to toxic-free options, these minor problems, they just go away. It's incredible. It's
they
incredible.
Do.
They just
try
go
it.
Away.
So, Sarah, we have about 30 seconds left before the music's going to come on and cut us off. So I just want to thank you for being on the show today. And
it's
been a delight. And I wish you just the best with adding more and more things to your line so that I can just see you having a whole complete line where you could just go into the Valiant store.
Oh, thank you. That's the goal.
And walk out with whatever you want to make your house look beautiful. So, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. You can find out more and listen to this show again or past shows at ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com.